Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Broadcast lined up for you on this live Wednesday edition, the 11th day already of January 2006. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. We've got Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the New World Order, joining us to talk about cover-ups, government spin, and the truth. And we'll also get into the faith-based initiatives taking over the churches. We'll get into the New Freedom Initiative. It's now moving forward for psychological testing and drugging. Already passed the House and Senate, signed last year into law by Bush. Now they're trying to implement that. We'll also get into the war on terror, the whole New World Order structure, you name it, in the second hour. Then in the third hour, my good buddy, talk show host on this network, Pastor Butch Paugh. And, of course, he himself was in military intelligence over in Vietnam, in some countries they weren't even supposed to be in. And just an interesting character on that level, which we've never gotten him to talk about. Maybe he'll talk a little bit about what he did in Cambodia today. But he's a pastor in West Virginia, and somewhat controversial because he actually reads the Bible and actually tries to follow it. And we'll be talking about what he calls the pulpit prostitutes and their 501c3 status, and how the church has been taken over, and the war, and the New World Order, and all of it in the third hour. Interesting fella, always a great guest. You don't want to miss that coming up in the third hour today. We will also, we didn't take any calls yesterday because I had two guests, Paul Watson, and also had a professor on, a historian on about Andrew Jackson, one of the lesser known presidents, though he's probably the most influential and, quote, greatest president we've ever had. Greatest effect is what I predominantly mean by that. So that is coming up, of course, later in the show. We will talk to Dr. Dennis Cuddy and Pastor Butch Paugh as well. A lot of news here. Oh, boy. Report MS-13 gang hired to murder Border Patrol. And this is out of the Daily Bulletin. And I remember talking to one of the chief Border Patrol officers in Texas about 8 years ago, and he said they had bounties on their heads. And this is really old news, but it's now hitting mainstream news. Also, Bush planned war with Iraq long before 9/11 attacks. New evidence emerges of this to the plethora, the galaxy of other eyewitnesses, from himself to Dick Cheney saying it in their own writings, to their own biographer, to the Secretary of the Treasury, to security advisors. Well, now they've got campaign staffers saying it. I mean, this has been their plan all along. Very strategic. The strategia of all of this is very sophisticated. Also, the cost of the Iraq war could top $2 trillion. That's a new study out, and this is being carried by Reuters. You see, they're there decades, $2 trillion. If they were there a few weeks and actually got rid of Saddam, only $100 billion or so. Now, what would you rather have as a globalist, $100 billion or $2 trillion? I don't know. What would you want, $100 billion or $2 trillion? What's bigger? Iraq braces for civil war, and basically they're already in civil war. We'll get into that report. And I want to go back to Senator Frank Church and the NSA could enable a dictator to impose total tyranny. Frank Church was one of the greater senators in modern history, and he exposed a lot of the police state things that are going on. So we'll go back over some of his famous quotes when we get into National Security Agency mounted massive spy op on Baltimore Peace Group documents show. No connection to foreign groups. And the new Supreme Court nominee said yesterday that the president is not above the law, but in past documents he says he is. So we'll get into that. And the New York Times writer that got killed, he'd written an article about Bush being above the law. And evidence is starting to show it was a hit of some type meant to look like a mugging. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Second segment. We're now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour. Again, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the New World Order. They tried to recruit him back in the 60s to work for them. Great author and lecturer, researcher joining us in the second hour, Pastor Butch Paul in the third. Let's plunge into the news. First off, I'm pleased that ABC News yesterday ran the headline and on the nightly news on Monday had a piece calling it the war on the Texas border. They called it a war. And when you've got, now I haven't seen the numbers in 2 months, but in the first 10 months of 2005, in the first 10 months, there were 800 plus dead Americans and Mexicans on the U.S. and Mexico side right along the border in Nuevo Laredo, and, of course, on Laredo on the Texas side. It's a twin cities there, really one city with a river running through the middle of it, much like London. But now why am I getting into topography? The point is that the State Department has issued now 4 warnings in the last year, since last year, 4 warnings in the last 12 months or so saying don't go into those regions of South Texas. and reporting that statistically it is more dangerous than areas of Israel like the West Bank. I mean, 800 dead, 15 of them law enforcement, what you used to call peace officers, on the U.S. side. Hundreds of U.S. citizens kidnapped, held for ransom. I mean, imagine if, say, in New York City or in Mobile, Alabama, or Pensacola, Florida, or somewhere else, 54 Americans were kidnapped at a pop and taken to a garage and held at gunpoint by drug dealers, predominantly who were Los Zetas, Mexican government commandos. You would think that would be big news, and you'd never hear the end of it. Well, we got to have troops on the border. We got to, you know, have tattletale squads everywhere. We got to be searching cars everywhere. Military armed camp. It's a war. It was mentioned maybe on Lou Dobbs, ABC News. You just small blurbs, and I mean that was just one event of hundreds. And again, car bombs in Dallas, car bombs in South Texas. Cars being machine gunned, cars blowing up, murders right here in Austin. I talk a lot about this because it shows how if they want to shut something off in the media, if they want to ignore it, then your neighbor, I mean, I've talked to neighbors, smart people, they don't know anything about it. Cops don't know what one of the biggest threats to them is. You know, violent threats out there. The number one threat's their own driving and hanging out in the middle of the highway and pulling people over. But after all of those threats, then it's being shot or stabbed or beaten. I mean, cops know what the threats are to them. And the number one threat in Texas and now in Arizona and other areas is the illegal aliens, is the coyote smugglers, is the criminal gangs that have bounties out on your heads. And it's been officially in Texas and Arizona papers in the last few years, but we've known about this for, I don't know, I first heard about it 7-8 years ago, directly from Border Patrol agents. My dad has a patient, my dad's a dentist, who's, let's just say, about as high-level Border Patrol as you can get. I think he's retired now, but he was in the Border Patrol then. Let's just admit it, the head of the Border Patrol for Texas. And he said, oh, yeah, that we're... There's bounties on our heads. They're $25,000 to $100,000. I think it's more than our people are worth. And, you know, made a joke out of it. And, of course, that went right back to me. But you know, this is the type of stuff that is going on. But, no, the cop's got to get all jittery when he pulls you over with his family. And he's got to put his hand on his gun and act all paranoid and, you know, freak out on you. Meanwhile, because he's been told to be afraid of the general public. He hasn't been told, she hasn't been told, to be afraid of the illegal alien invasion. And that's what it's called. That's what the radio stations call it, you know, the invasion, the invader, the rebel. I drove through Mejia going to northeast Texas to visit family. I was driving down 84 through Mejia, and my wife, you know, reads Spanish. She's like, that's called our land, you know. That's called this is our land. You know, that, well, that little business is called the rebel. That one's called the revolutionary. And, I mean, we're just driving through Mejia, better known for the home of Anna Nicole Smith, and it's just everywhere. And, I mean, I've been driving through Mejia for years. It's just suddenly there. You see, it's perfect for a revolution to breed with a group that doesn't speak the language of the general population, that has corporate support to keep it quiet, and then is actually being funded by our own government. And then the Mexican government says, how dare you try to make anything illegal with illegal aliens? How dare you try to enforce anything? You better let more of our, quote, migrants in. They have a right. Our territory extends into Tejas and New Mexico and Nevada and Arizona and California. What, before France had it and then Spain had it and then Spain was about to sell it to Texas, about to sell it to the U.S., Andrew Jackson, and then you had a dictator take over who later got overthrown by your own people. Mexico has no claim to Texas. the Mexicans that lived here, who helped write the Constitution, who fought in the war, are just as Texan or more Texan than white people or black people or polka-dotted people that live here. And if you're a Mexican and say you're a Texan, then you are a Texan. You're more a Texan than I am if your family was here before my family. But there were only, what, about 6,000 Mexicans in Texas? Do you realize, folks, how no one was here because of the Comanche and because of the other, the Creek Indians and the rest of it? I mean, that's why Mexico actually, when it was Spain, came to the Tennesseans and other quite violent individuals, well known for willing to fight, and said, will you please come in? Because Spain was about to just sell it to anybody that wanted it, because they couldn't get anything out of it. So now you've got populations who have no history here, never been here. They are the native mix with the Spanish conquerors, and they've been told by their rulers down in Mexico and by our rulers here that Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California belong to them only because the establishment, the corporations, want to turn us all against each other and don't want us to live in peace and want to balkanize and break up this country. Now, folks, that is just the facts. It's that simple. I mean, if you actually know history, France had Texas first. Spain had no dibs on it, and it went back and forth. And again, we were about to buy it from them. If anybody could say that they owned this property, it would be the Native Americans, the Aborigines. They really have a reason to be mad. And frankly, the Aborigines of Mexico have lost their identity and call themselves Mexicans, when in truth, all they are the once and frankly still enslaved indigenous populations by the Empire of Spain and then Santa Anna and then all the other emperors and viceroys and pimps that came along. I mean, Mexico itself was in the hands of France, Germany, Spain, everybody else. But again, the average American doesn't know history. The average Mexican doesn't know history. And so it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable, and I'm not going to put up with it. So, I'm sorry, I'm now ranting on a history lesson here. They're stealing your heritage. I want Hispanics in Texas to know this, in Arizona, New Mexico, California. You're having your heritage stolen as Texans, as Californians, as Americans. And just because somebody in the past may have tried to tell you you didn't have heritage here, you do. Probably more than anybody else has claim to, as natives, as having Aboriginal blood, Native American blood. And then, let me tell you who has the land. It's who occupies it and who builds it and who works it. And so, now we're being told that, oh, just be friendly. Oh, let the immigrant population in. We come in peace. And then meanwhile, you turn over on the dial to the Spanish stations, and it's a takeover that's commencing. Ha ha ha! Yes, we're going to get you. You know, Plan of San Diego, you'll all be exterminated. And of course, that is a minority of Hispanics. But that is what gets the major funding. That is what gets pushed by the corporations. And so I'm just sitting here trying to live in peace, and I'm hearing a certain group with major globalist funding. I mean, again, you know the globalists are bad, folks. You know George Bush is bad. Why is he for amnesty? Why is he for open borders? Why is Bill Clinton for it? Why is the UN for it? Because the globalists want to bring America down. They want to break it up for corporate interest. You know, they're telling all these poor immigrants that they're going to get all this money and power once they've reconquered the Southwest. And I mean, if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. You're going to get less. A little bit of opportunity you could have had in America is going to be gone. We're all going to be on the colonies. We're all going to be on the plantation, brother. And I say, brother, I don't care what shade your skin is. Why do you think the feds fund the white supremacists? Just hundreds of cases we've documented, literally hundreds. Why do they fund the La Reconquista Mexican supremacist? Why do they fund the black supremacist? Because they want us all at each other's throats, just like they played the natives off against each other. Whatever the dominant group is, the globalists are going to play them off against each other. Any empire, any encroaching group is going to do that. So we are the people. We're the average Joe Schmo. Whether you're black or white, they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. They're poisoning your water. They're taking your private property. They're trying to force drug your kids. They're trying to give you a national ID card, no matter what color you are. So what do they do? What do the controllers do? They play us all off against each other because they couldn't stand 5 minutes against us if we got together and defeated the New World Order. Then if we all want to kill each other, then we can do that later. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Look, I'm not defending Saddam Hussein, who was created by the globalist. I'm not defending what happened in Serbia with Tito, or then after him, Slobodan Milošević. But the reason the globalists didn't like them is they had their own industries. They were industrializing. They had their own universities. Women were free. In both countries, women were graduating from college more than men, more doctors, more lawyers, more scientists. That freaks the New World Order out. And you could go to Iraq in the 80s, right up until the 1990, and it was rock and roll music. English was the second language. Jews and Christians were totally left alone. And the globalist, and actually Brzezinski says this in the Grand Chessboard, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, National Security Advisor, he says we don't want strong countries. If a country's good and independent, we're going to go in and kill their leaders and fund revolutions to actually put bad people in. If they're bad, then even better. You know, again, I'm not saying that these other countries that are, quote, rogue, these 65 countries that the PNAC boys say they want to invade, I'm not saying they're good or bad. They're good, bad, and ugly, as the old spaghetti Western tells it. You know, the point is, whether they're good or bad, they're not under globalist control. And anything that is under globalist control is good for you and me. Because when the globalists get total world dominion, their open plan is one-child policies, forced abortions. China is the model, folks. And under Mao alone, they killed 60 million people, 30 million by starvation, 30 million at their own hands. I mean, you can go read that in this month's National Geographic and see it's even admitted there. I mean, the Chinese government admits it, but then gives excuses for it. So for all the little gangbangers and all the people that are, you know, wanting to reconquista, I mean, just realize where your propaganda, where your theology, where your whole nomenclature, where your whole... It's not even theology. That's your whole legends, you know, just your whole false view, your whole liberation theology is the proper term. It's a corporate manufactured system. What does the UN do in Africa? There's no white people to get fighting with the blacks. They'll just play one black group off against the other black group. And what's different about them? They're across the river, or they're in the village to the north. And the UN will come in and finance one group to kill the others, and then they'll finance another group to kill that group. It's just tribal politics. What does the Israeli plan say they wanted for Iraq in 83? To have the U.S. go in, break it up into three or four regions. And I had two big CIA analysts and covert operators, one of them a commander, CIA commander, on last week, running whole operations, saying, yeah, that's really what's happening, yes. Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, that's what they state. I mean, it's not like it's... See, on the national news, it's they just want to have happiness and love and the women having freedom in Iraq. And in truth, the burqas are going back on them. In truth, there's even more of that stuff now going on in Afghanistan. It was all manufactured bull. They want them balkanized. They don't want them strong. They don't want them independent. And it's that simple. I mean, now there's a seven-time fold what there was before 9/11 of opium flooding out of Afghanistan. Then the globalists openly have said they want the opposite in Iraq. They don't, you know, neocons go on the radio and go, well, there's record lows of oil in the last 50 years flowing out of Iraq. All these liberal liars say that we wanted oil. Well, if we wanted oil, it'd be flowing. No, that's not right. Do you make more of something if it's scarce or if it's plentiful? What did they get mad at Saddam for in the late 80s? Stop overpumping. You're driving down the price. Knock it off. And he's like, no, I got $30 billion debt to pay back to the U.S., I got other debts to pay. I'm going to pay my debts. He wanted to be sovereign and independent. And they said, buddy, we put you in. You do what we say. And so it all started. They tricked him into attacking Kuwait. And again, I'm not defending or debating, you know, Saddam Hussein. It even shows how evil the globalists are that they actually put him in. But it didn't go the way they wanted to. It's just like with Kennedy. He was their man, and he didn't do what they wanted to. So whether he was good, bad, or indifferent, or ugly, or, you know, whatever, warts and all, they took him out because he didn't play patty cake with them. He didn't scratch their back. He didn't, when they said jump, ask, yes, master, how high? And so we get this report here, MS-13 gang hired to murder Border Patrol, Daily Bulletin. Mexican alien smugglers plan to pay violent gang members and smuggle them into the United States to murder Border Patrol agents, and they just run right back across. And the Vicente Fox is behind this, according to confidential Department of Homeland Security memo obtained by the Daily Bulletin. The Officer Safety Alert, dated December 21st, this is like the fifth one I've seen, warns agents that the smugglers intend to bring members of the international Marav, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, street gang, also known as MS-13, to the country for a deadly mission. Unidentified Mexican alien smugglers are angry about the increased security along the Mexico border and are agreed to the best way to deal with the U.S. Border Patrol agents is to hire a group of contract killers. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
I'm going to try to get off the subject of the Los Zetas Special Forces killing cops. It isn't they're going to kill them. They've already killed 15 in the first 10 months of last year, and I haven't looked up the numbers since then. I mean, 15 U.S. cops, feds, local sheriff's deputies, I mean, they're killing you. But it doesn't matter. You're too busy, you know, trying to get my guns or out writing tickets for no reason with your radar guns and... It's just mindlessness. Or, you know, the Viper teams are in Houston and Dallas and searching people randomly on the street looking for Al Qaeda. So I'm done talking about that. I might get a little bit more into it later. I want to get into Bush playing war with Iraq long before 9/11 attacks. More info on that. Cost of Iraq war could top $2 trillion. Iraq braces for civil war. Senator Frank Church says the NSA could enable a dictator to impose total tyranny. Of course, that was way back in the 70s that he said that. An amazing senator and his committees did so much good work. National Security Agency mounted massive spy op on Baltimore Peace Group. Documents show that's coming out right now. And the new Supreme Court nominee, Alito, saying no president's above the law, but his internal memos say the president is a dictator. That's why he's being pushed. And so we'll get into that. Also, was the New York Times David Rosenbaum assassinated? And a lot of evidence is showing that he may have been. He'd been writing bad stories about Alito and Bush wanting to be a dictator, and he just retired. And it just even the New York police are starting to say this looks like it might have been a hit because of the way he was just beaten to death, and it just doesn't fit the normal MO of another type of operation. But he could have just been mugged and killed in New York. That's certainly nothing new there. The world will probably never know, but it is interesting. If if hundreds of reporters in the U.S. start dying like this, like microbiologists have, then we'll statistically be able to do the math. And, if it's 1 out of 14 billion, like it was when it got to like 85 dead microbiologists from murder, then you know something's going on. So I want to go through all of that and then maybe jam a few calls in before this hour ends and get Dr. Dennis Cutting on. We'll also take calls when the doctor is on with us to talk about the New World Order's latest criminal activities as we chronicle their activities in the next hour. But before we go back into the news, she hadn't been on with us in about 2 or 3 weeks. We'd like to have her up every few weeks at least. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. Before I go to Debbie, again, I'm not going to belabor this. It's real simple. I don't pitch magic creams. I don't pitch, magic machines that heal you. I don't pitch, 100% cancer cures. I don't do all that, folks. If you hear me endorsing something, it's because I really believe in it. Like if it's Calbin, pure soap, made in America, you save about 85% off. It doesn't eat holes through your clothes. It's not toxic. Made out of plants and vegetables and things like that. Vegetables and fruits. And works better than the horrible stuff that the chemical companies just buy up the industry and force you to use. Or, I sell videos or books. Things I believe in. Things I know are real and tangible. And I'm proud of that fact because I can make bukus of money. And I don't blame other people that want to, claim that other stuff does things. I don't know. The point is, I don't know. And it just, so I'm not going to be out here, looking like somebody riding into town with my snake oil. You need to get British Birkfeld filters. They have those. You need to get the American Big Berkey that I've seen the university studies. It's even better. A new standard. Non-detectable. Electron microscopes find nothing. Okay? I mean, this is just a new standard in gravity fed. And you even save money getting the Made in America ones. $199 for the equivalent, and a British Berkey would be about $235. But if you want stainless steel, you want Lexan, they got it. You want black Berkey, the black elements, even better than the white elephants. White elephants, yes. White elements. Then they've got it. And, they have the Indian knockoffs that are just total pieces of junk that cost $300 when I've seen them at the camping store. The water is full of poison. The allowable amounts, it is an absolute joke. I mean, it is just ridiculous. And if you're using well water, that's even from a deep well, there can be parasites in it. This will knock that out. You need to get this. You need to call. You can go to InfoWars.com, and we've got all the specials up there. You can order off our secure shopping cart, and we every day then fax the orders over to them in Dallas, where they ship them out to you from UPS Ground. Or you can call Debbie directly right now, or you can go to BerkeyWater.com and order off their secure online shopping cart. Three ways to do it. My shopping cart, their shopping cart, or give them a ring-a-dingy. Or I guess you can write to them. Debbie, just it's great to have you back here in the new year on this 11th day. How was your Christmas holiday?
Oh, it was wonderful, thank you. Kind of quiet. We do quiet Christmas, though. It was nice. Very nice.
Well, that's great. You've got new specials. We forget that we breathe massive toxins in the shower or in a hot bath. And so you've got KDF shower filters that don't do what the Big Berkey do. They don't cut everything out, but they reduce it massively. And it's so important if you have children. I mean, I personally use these. Tell folks about that special.
Yes, we're offering with the Berkey Light with the lights, we're offering a free KDF shower filter to your listeners, or if they get the Berkey Light without the lights for $199, then they get the free Berkey Sport bottle with it. Also, we have the stainless steel models, the Big Berkey, Royal Berkey, Imperial Berkey, and Crown Berkey, and with any of those, we do have the Sport bottles available for free gifts with that. They start out at $235 for the big Berkey, $260 for the Royal Berkey, which is kind of my favorite size.
What does it do, 3 gallons or something?
It does. It holds 3 1/4 gallons, and I think it's just a really perfect size for a normal family.
And what does it do with its filters, like 15,000 gallons in filtered life or something?
Yes. Well, it comes with 2 Black Berkey purification elements, which is 6,000 gallons of chemical removal.
I just thought that because it has 4 holes.
Right. You can expand it up to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
so
we have
12,000. What filter am I thinking of that does 15? Or is that the white elements?
Well, that's the Imperial Berkey that does 15 gallons an hour if you have 6 filters in it. And that's the one that holds 4.5 gallons.
All right, I get all this stuff confused.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the best deal is the Berkey Light, Made in America, Black Elements, a new standard, non-detectable under electron microscope, a new standard. And you get that for $199 and a free sport. A Berkey filter. It's a little sports bottle that cleans out almost all the toxins and poison. It's not non-detectable like the other, but you can do 130 refills of swamp water, 600 and something refills of tap water, and that's what we personally use when I go to the gym or I'm going out or I go on a trip. I do not drink tap water, folks. That's not true. Sometimes I drink iced tea and I really shouldn't do it.
Well, and, you know, with especially for the people who are in the drought areas, they'll notice that the water coming out of the tap is just terrible because all the lakes and rivers are so low.
Right here in Austin, the aquifer is so low that I was washing my hands and, like, the water was yellow coming out.
Yeah, it's really terrible. It's terrible, I know.
But, you know, whenever I'm giving my children a bath, the water's not yellow because guess what I have on it?
You have a Cadian shower filter.
That's right. We just hang the shower nozzle down. You know, we have one of those tube ones.
Yeah, that's what we do, too.
Tell folks about the discount on those.
Okay, well, they're normally $49, but we have them on sale for $35, or they can get the free one with the Berkey Light with the lights.
All right, let me give folks the number. It's 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Stop procrastinating. You know, none of us can take care of it all. None of us can stop eating, you know, all the GMO food. It's almost impossible. None of us can stop breathing the toxins in the air. None of us can stop doing everything or stop always putting a cell phone up to our head. It is admittedly deadly. But you can get these filters and stop drinking the poison. 1-888-803-4438 or go to BerkeyWater.com or go to InfoWars.com and order off our shopping cart. Or there's a banner on the left-hand side to BerkeyWater.com. Just give Debbie a call. If the phone's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. And I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. Listen, I believe in it, and you're crazy if you don't do it. 888-803-4438. Thanks for sitting there for 5 minutes while we talked about that. Okay. Again, I mean, my wife does use a hands-free with the cell phone, and she's got that BlackBerry or Blueberry or whatever the newest thing's called. I've got an old phone because I won't take the new ones that track me down to the exact place I'm at. Plus, my old phone works literally 5 times better than other people's. I mean, it works where other people's don't work. It never cuts out to speak of. It's just wonderful. And no, I'm not about to pitch cell phones. I'm just talking about another pet peeve of mine. I'm an idiot. I buy the little wires. I always lose them or they get stuck in the door or they break with a little wire. And I've read the studies. It still sends some of the microwave energy down the wire directly into your skull, but it's very low compared to holding it up against your head. But don't stick it between your legs either. You know, you'll be like the cops who get testicular cancer or ovarian cancer from that. I don't know why I lost my wire about 2 months ago and haven't gone and bought another. You know, I lose sunglasses, I lose those little wires, I lose stuff a lot because I'm always so busy or doing stuff or break stuff on accident, sometimes on purpose. I get mad. But seriously, why are we all still sticking cell phones to our heads? Why is my dad doing it? Why is my wife doing it sometimes? Why am I doing it? Why are my employees doing it? Why do I see you doing it? Why do I see 5-year-olds with cell phones now? Or that's not true, 8-year-olds with cell phones, 10-year-olds with cell phones at the mall. Why can't we stop it? Why can't we stop drinking the aspartame Diet Cokes? I mean, I don't drink them, but the point is, it's in 9,000 foods now. Why don't we read the labels? Why do we eat GMO food, which admittedly is causing 6 times the fetal death in mammals, in studies they've done. Why do we sleep while our beds are burning, as some rock and roll song says? I mean, why is this happening? Why? It's because we're born into it. It's incremental. We get, you know, habits doing it. Why do we smoke cigarettes? I don't smoke anymore. I've smoked on and off. Well, we know it gives us lung cancer. But, I mean, still, at least a cell phone isn't addictive. The radiation to the head isn't addictive. I mean, at least I don't think it is. Maybe it is. Aspartame is addictive. We know how people know it's deadly but keep drinking it. It's wood alcohol. Poisons are addictive, folks. A lot of the old poisons were just, you know, toxins, were heavy metals, things of that nature. Why? Why? Why can't we stop it? I just, you know, to my own self, why can't we stop it? And that's a question we've got to ask ourselves. Why are you on a cell phone right now? You know, why do I do it? Why am I an idiot? I just, Alex Jones, stop it. Go to the store today and buy yourself another wire and stop sticking the phone up to your head. Well, it just sounds better when I don't and it's easier. Yeah, when you get that big fat brain tumor, Alex, it's going to be easier. We've got to get conscious and just, you're not going to stop doing everything overnight. You know, with bad habits, we tend to think we just got to quit it all overnight. No. I have started eating mainly organic food. I have totally stopped eating fast food in the last few years. I have cut way back on the amount of meat I eat, not because meat's bad, but because it's so dangerous now, the stuff that's in it. You know, a lot of these cows are eating alpha toxins grains, and that just gets passed right on to you. You know, alpha toxins gets in dog foods. Look at the big dog food recall right now and all these dead dogs. I mean, the point is that there's a lot of bad stuff going on, and we've got to start getting aware of it. All right, that's enough. It's just another one of my pet peeves because, I mean, I do it. I'm not preaching at you. I'm a moron, just like you are. Bush planned war with Iraq long before 9/11 attacks. This is Capitol Hill Blue, and again, most of this has already been out in the news. President George W. Bush began planning a war with Iraq before he took office on January 20, 2001, and long before the 9/11 terrorist attacks gave him the excuse he needed to push American intelligence agencies to fabricate evidence that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and plotted with Osama bin Laden to attack America. Bush knew from the get-go that he wanted to invade Iraq. It was on his mind before the election, and campaign aides say he was obsessed with getting Saddam. We'd be on the campaign plane talking about domestic issues, and he'd change the subject and start rattling on about what a great evil Saddam Hussein was and how if we won the election, he'd finish what his father failed to do, topple Hussein, says campaign worker Jerry Caulfield, who worked for the administration 1 year before leaving. Others tell similar stories that terrorist attacks weren't the reason Bush invaded Iraq. They provided the excuse. We will confront weapons of mass destruction so that a new century is spared new horrors, Bush said in his inaugural address, January 20, 2001. On January 21st, Bush held his first meeting of the National Security Council, and in that White House, at the meeting, he ordered the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to draw up plans for invasions of Iraq, as he said, a contingency. On February 16th, in a press conference with Mexican President Vicente Fox, Bush said, Saddam Hussein has got to understand that we expect to confront him on the agreement that he signed with Desert Storm. We will enforce a no-fly zone, both north and south. Our investigation is to make sure that the world is peaceful as possible, and we're going to watch very carefully as to whether or not he develops weapons of mass destruction, and if we catch him doing so, we will take the appropriate action. February 23rd, in a press conference with the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair said, and it goes on and on. Folks, forget that. We have his own biographer in a book authorized by Bush. I mean, this is something Bush has put out, saying, I'm going to be a war president in 1999, right as he's secretly getting ready to form his exploratory committee when he was right here in Austin, Texas, with his autobiographer, saying, when I'm a war president, quote, I can't be questioned domestically. And folks, I can't read most of these quotes. Forget the freaking Afghanistan, Bush responded. Hussein is behind this. I know it. We're going into Iraq. And it goes on and on with public statements out of newspapers. But the neocons, Bush still gets up and goes, I never planned to invade Iraq. It's all lies. When he gave press conferences saying it and told his autobiographer this. See, this is what's frustrating about all of this. They admit all of this on the surface. and then get up and tell us they never said it. It's like Rumsfeld saying on Face the Nation, I never said there were WMDs, it's an urban legend, and so they start running all the quotes. I mean, it's just, they don't intellectually battle this honestly. And, you know, now it's coming out the cost of the Iraq war could top $2 trillion, a major study shows, Reuters reports. The cost of the Iraq war could top $2 trillion, far above the White House pre-war projections. When long-term costs such as lifetime health care for thousands of wounded U.S. soldiers are included, a study said on Monday. $2 trillion, folks, that is, we now have a, what, $3.8 trillion budget, so, but it's quite large. Columbia University economist Joseph E. Stiglitz said Harvard lecturer Linda Bilmes included in their study disability payments for the 16,000 wounded U.S. soldiers, and it's going to get even higher, about 20% of whom suffer serious brain or spinal injuries. They said U.S. taxpayers will be burdened with costs that linger long after U.S. troop withdrawals. Oh, no, they won't. They're not going to get care. They never do. They're going to get the maggot treatment. You don't know about the maggoting and ratting. That's what it's known as. Well, they chain you down and let the maggots have your way with you. Oh, you don't believe it? Stop it in the Google. You'll get Kansas City Star. You'll get Sacramento Bee, the maggoting deaths from California to Missouri. Oh, you don't want to hear about it? Oh, it's not patriotic to talk about the troops dying with maggots entering the nasal cavity and laying eggs and eating the brain. I know. Supporting the troops means slapping a sticker on the car, sucking up the DU, and just loving George Bush as you hand your guns in. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We don't need no education. We don't need no.
Senator Frank Church, over 2 decades ago, chaired the Senate hearings on the FBI COINTELPRO operation, which spied upon and attempted to infiltrate, disrupt, and discredit the peace movement, even Martin Luther King. He said, if a dictator ever took over the NSA, this is a quote, could enable him to impose total tyranny, and there would be no way to fight back. That's now what's happening. An incredible article that Paul Watson and I put together called The Panopticon up on PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody has got to read it. It's kind of a synopsis of everything that's going on. Well, not everything. It's actually a small drop, but it's more than most people even know about, and it's quite horrible. From James Bamford's NSA, the agency that could be Big Brother, Senator Church said, that capacity at any time could be turned around on the American people, and no American would have any privacy left. Such is the capacity to monitor everything, telephone conversations, telegrams. It doesn't matter. There would be no place to hide. He added that if a dictator ever took over the NSA, it could enable him to impose total tyranny, and there would be no way to fight back. At the time, the agency had the ability to listen to only what people said over the telephone or wrote in an occasional telegram. They had no access to private letters. But today, while people expressing their innermost thoughts on email messages, exposing their medical and financial records to the Internet, and chatting constantly on cell phones, the agency virtually has the ability to get inside a person's mind. Quote, this is Frank Church, I don't want to see the country ever go across that bridge, Frank Church said. I know the capacity that is there to make total tyranny in America. And we must see to it that the agency and all agencies that possess this technology operate within the law and under proper supervision so that we never cross that abyss. This is the abyss from which there is no return. And the quotes go on and on, but because of time, because of ranting, I can't do that anymore. Continuing here. National Security Agency mounted massive spy op on Baltimore peace group documents show. And this is from the Raw story, but it links into a bunch of different mainstream articles that have been reporting it. The National Security Agency has been spying on Baltimore anti-war group. They've had on-the-ground Defense Department troops doing it. I've had them videotape me for years. I mean, march up to me, tell me to turn cameras off when I'm in Central Texas. I mean, this is sickening. Off bases. I mean, just, you know, Belton, Texas. Have you seen the video? I mean, they don't just, they tell you, the troops tell you to turn cameras off in this new cesspit. The National Security Agency has been spying on Baltimore anti-war group, according to documents released during litigation, going so far as to document the infiltration of protesters, balloons, and intentions to deploy units trained to detect weapons of mass destruction. Raw story has learned, according to the documents, the pledge of Resistance Baltimore, a Quaker-linked peace group, has been monitored by the NSA, working with the Baltimore Intelligence Unit for the Baltimore City Police Department. The documents came as a result of litigation in the August 3rd trial of Marilyn Carlisle and Cindy Farquhar. An NSA security official provided the documents with the redacted action plan and the redaction copy of the Joint Terrorism Task Force email about the activities of the Pledge of Resistance activities. And then it goes into how the NSA was set up and what it's doing. But, I mean, there they are, just purely sneaking around. But, again, it's always how a leftist group's being spied on. Where's the national media taking the video from Police State 2000 or Road to Tyranny and going, oh, look, in Road to Tyranny, it's been in WorldNet Daily how we've had Delta Force troops come over and aim guns at us and take our videotape away and shred it right in front of us. And then, you know, WorldNet Daily called up and got the Army to admit it. And I mean, I've had troops, you understand me, they put Mike Hansen in handcuffs, okay, because he was smart enough to, well, this is a free country. I mean, this is what they do. Do you understand that? Do you understand? I've been in Belton, Texas, and had Army troops, regular Army with Special Forces patches, come over and get in my face. I mean, this is, folks, I mean, that's why... That's why people going, Alex Jones knew all about this. How did he know? Because I've had them come up to me a whole bunch. I mean, they're all over the place. Most of them are running the smack and the flake.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.